Hey guys, welcome to Talk, Talk, and More Talk with K to the A to the Y to the C to the E to the E.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Talk, Talk, and More Talk. It's your host, Casey, and today we have a guest with me. Oh yeah, what's your name?
My name is Daniela Chijindu.
Don't need to shout that loud, but normal talking voice is fine. So this is Daniela. For people that don't know, I have nieces, and this is the eldest of them. So today I'm going to interview Daniela and ask her a few questions, and you guys will get to know her. And yeah, that's basically what we'll be doing. So first question, hope you're not nervous, just be calm, just pretend you're just talking to me, so there's no need to be afraid. The first question is, let's see, if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Okay, my first superpower.
No, which one is first? I say if you could have any superpower, it's just one.
Okay, invisibility, that's what I would want.
So why would you want that? So that you'll be stealing meat.
No, not really. I just like, in case
what?
I want to do anything.
That's what I'm saying. Now you steal meat now.
Not
in case people are queuing, you want to jump the line.
Yes.
But if you are invisible, if you are invisible, they will think that there's nobody in front. They will not leave space now because they cannot see you. So how would you jump the line? So it will not really work.
Okay.
Invisibility. Is there somebody that you used to watch that is invisible in one of these your TV shows that is that is making you want invisibility?
No, so I just want it.
Invisibility. It's your choice, Sha. But me, I wouldn't say invisibility. It's not really that. Then again, with invisibility, your clothes might not be invisible, so you might have to be removing your clothes to be invisible. If not, they'll just see clothes walking around. So think about
that.
Yeah,
and I'm going to spook them. Like, maybe in case
you think
I play with my friends.
You think Nigerians will be spooked? They'll just carry like broom and hit it, and they will not run away. Just enjoy. Anyhow, Sha, invisibility. All right,
true.
That's what you want. Okay, next question. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and what would you do there? So the question is two parts. If you could travel anywhere in the world, think, where would you go?
That would be Canada.
Good. You go to Canada. Why would you go to, what would you do there?
Canada is a nice place.
How do you know it's a nice place?
My cousins are in Canada, so I've seen pictures of them. I just, you know,
Canada
like
is
there.
Canada is very cold, for your information, especially by this time of the year. Very cold, extremely cold, like you would be inside most of the time. But anyhow, this is your choice. So if you could meet anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
Alive?
No, like they are giving you the option, if there's anybody that you would want to meet, maybe a celebrity or something, and the person might be dead or the person might be alive, you can choose. The person doesn't have to be a dead person, it could be someone that's alive now. But if you could meet anyone, like somebody you really want to meet, is there anybody you really want to meet?
Sophia.
Who is Sophia? Who is Sophia?
She's one of the singers in my church.
Oh.
So.
Okay, so in your church.
Plus, we have the same name. I just really want to meet her because.
Wait, Sophia.
Her voice is beautiful.
But that means you've met her before now.
No.
But she's in your church now.
No, she's not in my church. Like in the main church.
Oh, okay. So you see her on TV.
Yes.
And she's like a child.
No,
she's a grown person. Oh. Okay, Sophia, if you're listening, this girl wants to meet you. Wait, your name is Sophia?
Yes.
Sophia. Really? It was okay. Yeah, it was me that gave you the. That's because I was. That's why I was like, wait, though, it's not me that gave that name. I didn't know that they added it to your name. Or she told you I was the one that gave you the name. So how did you know?
I just knew. Like she told me.
Then
my name was.
Then no, how did you know it was me that gave you the name?
You've told me before.
Oh, okay. I didn't know she gave you the name. Okay. Well, Daniela is what we know you as, but any which way. Okay, now what's the funniest thing that has happened to you lately? Should be like to gist. So,
yes.
Yeah, tell us the funniest thing that has happened recently.
Everything is quite funny.
Just name one thing. Trans everything. You like to just pick one of the funny things and just tell me.
Yes. Yesterday when before yesterday when I was playing my game, I couldn't really solve the game, so I now gave it to one of my uncles. Then you know,
wait, which okay,
you know, help me to the game.
Wait, the one that you gave IK.
Yeah.
So why was it funny? Why was it funny?
There was a part that I was the elimination part.
Wait, you have to stop laughing so they can hear you. Okay, yeah.
Sorry. The elimination part, when like every 5 seconds they would eliminate someone. So mm-hmm. We didn't know why they were eliminating him. So this was just so funny. I couldn't stop laughing.
So it's this racing game, and I think the category of the round they were playing was elimination.
Yes.
And he kept getting eliminated.
Yes.
And then you were just, and you found it funny. Okay. Yeah. Fine. If you were a superhero again, if you are a superhero, okay, we already know what your power would be, invisibility, but yes, what would your superhero name be?
DC.
DC?
Yes.
Okay, that's Daniela Chidindu. Or is it Daniela? Okay, Daniela DC. Okay. If you could have an animal as a pet, what would it be and why?
A dog.
You'd have a dog. So yes. Like a grown dog or like a puppy?
Puppy.
Okay. Why would you want a puppy?
Majority of everyone in this world likes
dogs. No. But you know these girls that have cats, they have that cat. And girls like cats. Right? So it's not everybody that has.
Some people like dogs better.
You know that dogs like to shit. You know they like to shit everywhere.
Even cats.
No, cats don't shit everywhere.
They are the same.
They're not the same because I've seen both.
Cats are wicked.
And that is what you can say. But not the shitting on dogs are the ones that those ones they just do it everywhere. But anyhow, Sha. Your choice. Me, I would have a parrot. Because it's easy, just put it in a cage and it can even talk to you. Can your dog talk? No.
But you can understand your emotion. Like
but can he talk? Can he talk? Can he talk? Can it say you are the best? No.
Well,
but I can make
cry.
The parrot to say you are the best. And anytime I enter the room, it say you are the best. Imagine how cool would that be. Anyway, so what's your favorite thing to do when you are bored?
Play games.
Yeah, easy answer. If you could have any fictional character, now fictional, that means somebody that is not real. So probably some of the people you watch on TV or whatever, or reading books. If you had a fictional character as your best friend, who would it be?
Henry Danger.
Henry Danger. Is he fiction? Okay, I guess he's fictional, but the actor itself is real now.
Yes.
So you would have Henry Danger. Why?
I don't know.
Why? You say you don't know. The why is the second part of the question.
Okay.
Why would you choose Henry Danger? Why?
Sure.
So you don't have a reason.
Okay, I'll choose Danger first.
Why are you changing your answer? Henry Danger is your answer. Why? Think of why.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure why?
I like the shoes.
Yeah, but he's not the only one in the show. That's what I'm saying. Why did you pick him?
Okay, Henry Danger is the name of all of them. Like.
No, okay. I just meant pick one of the characters, not the show.
Piper.
So you pick Piper, okay. So you like the sister even though she's mean. So that is the mean sister that you like. Okay, now these are questions about your interests and your hobbies. What's your favorite subject in school?
Well, think.
What's your favorite subject? I thought you said your favorite. Well, let's see the answer first, then let me know if it's the answer you said that time. What's your favorite? Maths is your favorite subject since when?
Well, maybe math and English.
Maths is not your favorite subject. It's not you that said you are passing computer studies.
Okay, computer. Uh-huh.
And now you are changing to maths.
Yeah. I didn't remember that.
So why do you think you pass computer easily? Why?
I don't know. I guess.
You guess. Yeah. So you guess like objective questions. You choose random options. Is that what you're saying? Or what?
Yes.
And it just turns out to be correct.
Yes. And I somehow read.
You somehow read. What does somehow read mean? Is it that you read or you don't read? What do you mean somehow read?
I can read.
You can read?
Yes.
Me too, I know how to read now. They taught me how to read in school. What do you mean? Do you read or you don't read? Which one is somehow
read?
You read. So you'll enjoy reading computer stuff?
No.
You don't enjoy reading computer stuff?
Yes. Because they're just, it's just easy to learn.
So it's easy to learn. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'll take that answer. This one is a deep, ambiguous question. What are you passionate about? Do you understand what the question is? And you say, what are you passionate? What are you passionate about? What is that thing that you love doing? Not a hobby now, for instance, but like a thing or a cause, or like apart from playing game, that you're passionate about.
Singing and drawing.
This drawing that you don't know how to draw.
I like drawing. I know how to draw.
And you can like it now, but you know how to draw.
Lagos, that made me to not know how to draw again.
Oh, okay. As you entered Lagos, the spirit of drawing left your hand. Yes. Yeah. That's what happens. So.
But singing is.
So you like to sing.
Yes.
How many songs have you written?
I've written one.
You wrote a song. What's the title of the song?
Somehow.
Is the title of the song?
Yes. It's actually really nice.
Who is telling you that it's nice? Is it your mommy that is telling you?
Yes.
It's because she's your mommy now.
I've sung it to her before.
That's what I'm saying now. It's because she's your mommy now. Mm-hmm. So she has to say it's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. What extracurricular... Don't sing it now.
Later.
Now you sabi. What extracurricular activities do you participate in after school? Do you have any extracurricular activities? Maybe you have a
basketball
club. Okay, that's true. Have you guys started training?
No.
So you have not actually participated yet?
Yes.
Okay, maybe in second term. What's your favorite book or movie? Do you have a favorite book or movie?
Horror books.
No, actually, like tell me the name of the
book. I don't have any.
Or favorite movie. Do you have a favorite movie?
Favorite movie?
Like a film you watched that you know the title.
Disney Saturdays.
No, that's not the movie name. Like one, which of the movies in Disney Saturdays is the one that you like?
The Stepmother.
The Stepmother is that telenovela nonsense?
Okay. Interesting.
Okay, it's fine. I don't want to go further into that one. What kind of music do you like to listen to? I'm what? Just did
popular
you
music.
Popular music. That's a good answer because that's what children always listen to.
Yes.
So questions. Let's see. These ones are kind of they're kind of deepish. Let's see your response to these questions. What do you think makes a good friend? What do you think makes somebody a good friend?
Their character, of course. Like the way they act,
will make them.
You can't choose the person that maybe steals. You become one of them one day.
Okay, so who are the kind of people that you make your friends then?
People that have good characters and don't fight.
Give me okay, people that don't fight. And yeah. When you say good characters, I'm saying like what kind of character is good?
Like maybe they have given us exam. Then if they say that go and read your books, I'm not like a friend that maybe they'll come to me and say that let's read this, read that. In my primary school, we actually used to do.
You don't like somebody that used to wait. You don't like somebody that used to come and say let's read this.
I do.
Oh, okay. Because I was confused. Okay.
I heard this in our primary school. So,
but secondary school they're not doing it. Yes.
No, it's you that wants to do it, not. It's not a thing that everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Have you done it to anybody? In
yes.
This first time.
Oh, in my primary school.
Mm-mm. In secondary school, have you done it to anybody?
Yes.
Now.
My okay. Friends.
Okay, fine. What's the most important thing you've learned in school? Is there something that you've learned that you think is very important that you've learned in school? Let's say this first term that is about to end. Is there something that you're so glad you learned it this term? Is there anything in particular or more than one thing? Nothing. Did you learn anything at all this time?
I did. I just can't.
You can't think of it at this point. I understand.
Yes.
I understand. Maybe it might come to you later. What's your favorite thing about being 11 years old?
Being the older kid.
No. That one.
Siblings,
that one is not.
If you had
that one is not about your age now. Like somebody can be the older sibling and be 5 years old. I'm saying like what's the most your favorite thing about being this particular age? Like what do you think this age? We're fine to be hard for you to answer because maybe except you compare it to your previous ages. Uh-huh. So you can compare it to your previous ages.
Yeah.
Is there something you're able to do at this age that you couldn't do at the other ages?
When I was 10, 9, 8, mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't usually like allowed to go anywhere. Maybe like go on. My parents can send me to go and buy anything at when I was that age. But now I can actually cross the road.
Can cross the road. Don't cross like Alice. Don't cross like Alice and that use pedestrian bridge and told you if it's an express.
Yeah, it's just slow. You have to climb all this.
Why are you not there when I was? I've warned you before.
Yeah.
Okay, now be doing your own. Fortunately, there's no road that you're even crossing to school. So,
true.
Thankfully. So, what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, this one. Let me see. What will you say now?
Architect.
Architect. What's inspiring that decision?
Artist and a singer.
You want to be three things?
Yes.
Okay. And all of them, is that there's no one that is more important than the other? All of them are
singing.
The same. Singing is the one that is higher than the other two. So you want to be an art? Okay, the artist you said is singing artist, not drawing artist.
Singing and drawing artist.
Okay. So you want to sing, draw, and an architect. And so the drawing can be linked to the architect, and since architects also draw, so those ones go hand in hand. Okay, so an architect that also sings, it's possible. Okay, interesting. What inspired the architect's dream? Do you know an architect? Do you know anybody as an architect?
Yes.
Who is the person?
My family member.
All of them are architects?
No.
And you say members now?
My family member.
Okay, he's an architect and you like his job?
She.
You like her job?
Her name is Auntie Ewamo.
I didn't ask you for her name.
Mommy.
I didn't ask you for her name. Daughter. Wait, you see, what did you like about her job that you say, oh, I want to be this?
Like, I've seen her draw things. Like,
okay, and then
things,
and then you are, let me not say mesmerized, but you loved it.
Yes, and one time I arranged a whole house. Like, I'm the one that usually
arrange the house, but no, you scattered this one.
No. Not arranging, like, I always make it different every time.
Okay.
And my parents love it. And they said that I should be an architect, so I will.
Yeah, interesting. I've not seen you arranging anything here. That's the thing. So what happened to the spirit of arranging?
Lagos is what happened.
Okay, so Lagos, you're blaming it on a city. Okay, voila. What's something you're hoping to learn or accomplish this year? This year is nearly over. Is there anything that you're hoping to learn before the year ends?
Or how to bake.
How to bake?
Yes.
Do you know, does your mom know how to bake?
No, I'll learn it from my auntie.
What makes you want to learn how to bake?
You can save money.
Okay, auntie Lucy.
Yes. Oh, if my things are doing better, at least.
So you can bake. So you want to bake the cake. Interesting.
Yes.
I mean, I guess baking too is kind of fun from what I see.
And it saves money, or else, unless I don't want to tell them to give me money.
So you learn how to bake. Okay. I mean, I guess you can start small and learn, like, maybe donut and, like, change.
We bake
before you move on to cake.
On December, me and my mom used to bake cake and cupcake.
But you say your mom doesn't know how to bake.
No.
But I asked you a few minutes ago, did she? You said no.
Oh.
Anyway, so that is the end of the interview. So, Daniela, that is Daniela for you in a nutshell. At least from this interview, you've gotten to know a bit about her. Do you have any questions before I end this episode?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, fine.
You just what? Glad that everyone just glad that what? To me. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye. See you some other lifetime.